Here it comes. Soccer's biggest tournament, the World Cup, starts in a week. All eyes will be on Brazil, the soccer powerhouse country hosting the tournament. You'd think this would be a moment of pride for Brazilians. But in fact, many Brazilians don't sound that excited at all. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Brazil's largest city.
I am inside the stadium where the opening game of the World Cup will be played here in São Paulo, the Arena Corinthians. One of the most troubled stadiums in the World Cup. There have been massive delays in construction. There have been worker deaths here. And today is the final test match. As you can hear, there are tens of thousands of fans around me cheering. Brazil wants soccer to be the center stage right now and not the problems that have plagued the run-up to the tournament. But of course, it's pretty glaring here that there's still a lot left to be done.
Completely not ready.
Stanio Silva is a big soccer fan who is attending the game today. He says he's horrified by what he sees. Only half the seating capacity is being used and only a quarter of the temporary bleachers are being tested because they have yet to clear safety checks. The VIP areas are still under construction too, he points out, and there won't be a roof for the field. The price tag for the stadium alone, a whopping $450 million. When asked how he feels, he answers,
"Ashamed, of course. We failed. We didn't deliver. That's the point. It's not only here, but if you go around the country, we didn't deliver. Let's pray. God is Brazilian. It will be a nice World Cup, but we didn't deliver."
This World Cup will be the most expensive ever staged. But still, several stadiums are unfinished. The infrastructure upgrades, roads, airports, bus and train lines are in even worse shape. Less than half of what was promised will actually be delivered, and many of them are incomplete. Add to that a series of strikes and protests, and it's no wonder the mood in Brazil is grim. A new poll by the Pew Research Center showed that over 70% of people are dissatisfied by the direction the country is headed. 60% now believe the World Cup will be bad for Brazil.
So I'm on the street in São Paulo, and one of the things that is striking is how few shops have World Cup paraphernalia in their window displays. There's not really an air of celebration, which is really different from other World Cup years when the city would be painted green and yellow, the colors of the Brazilian flag.
Deixa eu passar aqui pra você. Tem que passar aqui, tá?
Maria Mercedes de Paula works in a candy shop near one of São Paulo's major arteries, Faria Lima. There have been a lot of protests staged in this area, and very few shops have any visible displays celebrating the World Cup. De Paula points to a lower shelf where a small mug with some football-shaped chocolates inside sits and says that's the only World Cup-related item she carries.
People are unmotivated this year. For me personally, in other years, we would decorate the street. People were more excited. That is not the case this year.
Analysts say there are many reasons for Brazil's mood. The economy is slowing down, and the lack of preparation for the World Cup has been obvious. So far, Brazil's government has borne the brunt of the blame. President Dilma Rousseff's ratings have been going down, and the stakes for her are very high. There are elections in October, so there's a sense that if things don't go well, the electorate could punish the incumbent. Rafael Alcaldapani is an associate professor at the Getulio Vargas Foundation in São Paulo. He adds that there's also something else rather unexpected that's happening. Many people feel that the soccer, or football as it's known here, that they loved has been taken away from them by soccer's world governing body, FIFA.
What FIFA has made, especially for those arenas which are very expensive to maintain, is to create in Brazil a kind of apartheid football, where the blacks will be playing and the whites will be watching it, because the blacks and the poor people cannot access the stadiums anymore.
He says the World Cup was a dream that has become a nightmare for many Brazilians. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.